Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Shuttler's Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Michigan's race for governor narrowed Monday after State Senate Republican leader Eric Nesbitt announced he is suspending his campaign. The decision came shortly after President Donald Trump publicly endorsed Congressman John James for the Republican nomination. Following the announcement, Nesbitt threw his support behind James, praising the congressman's military service, business background, and alignment with the president's agenda. He also thanked campaign volunteers and supporters while pledging to remain active in Republican efforts leading up to the election. The Republican primary field now includes John James, former Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox, and businessman Perry Johnson. On the Democratic side, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson continue their campaigns. James welcomed both Trump's endorsement and Nesbitt's backing, saying he is focused on building momentum heading into the election. Perry Johnson, meanwhile, criticized the president's endorsement, arguing previous Trump-backed statewide candidates in Michigan have fallen short. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson also reacted to Trump's endorsement in a video statement, while Sheriff Chris Swanson had not publicly commented on either development as of Monday. And a 21-year-old Saginaw Township man is facing murder and evidence tampering charges in connection with the January death of 49-year-old Armando Garcia of Saginaw. Investigators say Garcia suffered severe injuries during an alleged assault at his Morrison Street home and later died at a hospital. Authorities spent months reviewing medical findings before concluding that trauma from the beating, not an underlying health condition, caused his death. According to court records, the suspect, Marcelo Pilar, allegedly confronted Garcia after complaints involving a family member of Pilar's girlfriend. The encounter reportedly escalated into a physical assault. Garcia's mother, Rose Garcia, described her son as kind-hearted and said he faced lifelong health and mental health challenges after battling spinal meningitis as an infant. She says the family has been seeking answers since his death and hopes the court process will bring closure. Despite her loss, Garcia expressed compassion for the accused and his loved ones, saying she is praying for everyone affected by the case and noting that acts of violence leave lasting pain for multiple families. Pilar is being held without bond and a preliminary court hearing is scheduled for July 13th. And four people, including two children, escaped safely after a Sunday afternoon house fire in Bay City left their home heavily damaged and temporarily uninhabitable. Emergency crews were dispatched just before 4 p.m. to a residence on 11th Street between Monroe and Jackson Streets, where firefighters encountered flames concentrated in the rear of the first floor that had spread into the upper level. Firefighters quickly brought the blaze under control, knocking down the main body of the fire within about 15 minutes before spending additional time extinguishing remaining hotspots around the property. Mutual aid departments from Portsmouth Township and Bangor Township assisted at the scene. The displaced family is receiving support through the Red Cross while investigators continue working to determine what sparked the fire. And drivers heading to Sandpoint this summer should expect an increased law enforcement presence along Crescent Beach Road. Officials are reminding motorists that the posted speed limit is 35 miles per hour beyond Citgo Station at Corner Store Market and are urging drivers to slow down as seasonal traffic increases in the area. The advisory comes as beaches and recreational destinations attract more visitors during the summer months, bringing heavier vehicle, pedestrian, and bicycle traffic to the corridor. Authorities are encouraging everyone to follow posted speed limits and remain alert to help keep residents and visitors safe. When we come back from this Automotive Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
At Automotive Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news, electric vehicle grid strain prompts new smart charging mandates. Texas grid operators have introduced strict new smart charging regulations for residential electric vehicle owners following a weekend of near-record power demand. Under the new rules, home EV chargers must automatically reduce power draw during peak evening hours to avoid triggering rolling blackouts. The mandate has sparked a fierce debate among consumer advocacy groups who argue that EV owners are being unfairly penalized for systemic grid vulnerabilities. State officials encounter that the sheer volume of new vehicle requires immediate demand-side management. In other national news, cyber attack disrupted Southern Hospital systems. A sophisticated ransomware attack that has crippled a major healthcare network spanning three southern states, forcing several emergency rooms to divert patients. Hospital staff have transitioned to paper charting after internal servers, patient portals, and diagnostic networks were locked down by an unidentified cyber criminal group. Federal investigators are on site assisting IT teams in decrypting the data. Authorities have stressed that while patient care is being maintained manually, elective surgeries are postponed indefinitely. When we come back from this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
It's time you check out Tri-County Equipment's huge inventory of pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you buy locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. When you shop Tri-County Equipment's pre-owned inventory, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees and unknown history. Now is the best time to make a deal at Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit tricountyequipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today.
I looked it up at tricountyequipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, secretive Revolutionary Guard cells exposed in Iraq. A series of intelligence reports have exposed the existence of elite secretive cells set up by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards inside Iraq. Operating completely outside of established Iraqi militia networks, these cells are reportedly responsible for recent drone attacks against Gulf states hosting U.S. forces. The structure was intentionally designed to give Tehran plausible deniability amid intense intentional pressure. The revelation is putting immense pressure on Baghdad to aggressively disarm rogue foreign-backed factions operating within its borders. In other international news, Eurozone inflation surges amid renewable transition bottlenecks. The European Central Bank reported a surprising jump in Eurozone inflation, driven primarily by soaring energy costs across Germany and France. Economists attribute the spike to greenflation as the rapid decommissioning of coal plants outpaces the construction of new offshore wind grids, creating severe power generation bottlenecks. The central bank is now facing intense political pressure to cut interest rates to stimulate stagnant industrial growth. However, ECB officials warned that lowering rates too early could lock in high consumer prices for years to come. When we come back from the Shetler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon is the Thumb Area's Goodman dealer.
As the proud owner of a local heating and air conditioning business, I've been around the block a time or two. Yeah, I've probably been around yours several times. What I've learned is that the heating and cooling systems my customers prefer come from Goodman, no matter what block they live on.
Thank goodness for Goodman. For indoor comfort at home, one name stands alone. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for Goodman.
Get total comfort in your home with a new Goodman heating or AC system installed by the pros at Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Give Kent Shetler a call for a free consultation at 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our obituaries. Marjorie Marge A. Livingston, seaman, 97, passed away in her sleep at Autumnwood of Deckerville, May 24th, 2026. Marge was born on May 10th, 1929 in Harbor Beach. She married Clement Seaman on November 15th, 1947. Marjorie is survived by her children Gloria, Doris, Steve, Dave, Jean, Rudy, Roy, and Kay, a brother, 18 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, 9 step-grandchildren, and 12 step-great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place. A funeral memorial mass will take place Friday, June 26, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Friends may gather at the church beginning at 9 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. In lieu of flowers, please think of Holy Name of Mary Parish Building Fund or Autumnwood of Deckerville activities. Memorials can be shared at ramseyfh.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Shetler's Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you.